Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Wow, welcome back everybody again to Light Speed on Monday. And you know, as I say always, I look forward to Monday because I love this show. I love getting off to the good start. I'm not worn out after the end of the week, and I still got a lot of energy, and I want to boost you up and want to make you feel a little better. So many things are going on, but there are some good turning events right now, and I think we're going to see some changes, some interesting things going on. And I do want to keep our good friend Steve Elkins in prayer and thoughts, and may God just please bless him with healing immediately, as soon as possible. In the name of Jesus, amen. I sat in for him last night on Off the Beaten Path. Now, I think he's okay and going to be back tonight for National Intel Report, from what I've heard. But, keep him in your prayers because he's going through this chemo, and he'll go through it all and tell you the whole story. And, you know, it's very uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever known anybody that's gone through this or been through it yourself, but we're going to keep him in mind in prayer. And I am glad to be back on Lightspeed this day, this beautiful day, 12 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 o'clock my time, 2 Central, and I guess it's 3 o'clock out on the East Coast now. And a lot happening. As you know, things are heating up and it's getting more intense. There's so many topics to look into. I don't know where to start, to be really honest with you. There's so many things that are happening. The indictment of Trump has only stirred the pot even more. People are not giving up on everything that's happened wrong here. Last night we talked quite a bit about contacting congressional people, and I know people just groan when I mention that sometimes. But I'm saying that we've got to get on a discipline and come after these people right now. We have to demand impeachment. As I said many months ago now, I guess it's back even before the inauguration or the phony inauguration of Joe Biden, that we needed to start right away. Let's put it this way. During the time when the red wave came through, which was really a red ripple, as you know, when the Congress majority fell to the Republicans, I said they needed to get right on the job of impeaching Biden immediately. And everybody's avoiding that. They don't want to talk about it. And I'll tell you the reason why I think they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go to the floor with an impeachment proposal because, like, the Republicans can't agree on things like the Democrats. Democrats can all agree on doing something wrong. Republicans can never agree on doing something right, it seems. And that's what's wrong with them. And I think McCarthy and some of these people know, well, we really don't want to bring up the impeachment issue. We want to play nice and get along and work on the debt ceiling issue and other things that are more important. Really, there is nothing more important right now than getting rid of this scoundrel as fast as we possibly can. Because as you know, the man is completely out of his mind. He was never vetted to be president in the first place. And this should have never gotten this far. You know, I have raked Republicans over the coals for allowing this right now. Now they're in the position, and even, as you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has brought out the impeachment issue going back to the 20th, and she's brought it up again. Another representative out of Arizona has stood up and said that he supports it now, too. I mean, there are a number of people. I have been calling my Republican representatives and saying, what do you think of the impeachment? Are you on board with this? And they're saying, well, you know, there's nothing really that's come down that's formal, or we haven't heard anything yet. I mean, all these excuses from them that are coming out. And I'm explaining to them that the people know something's very wrong, and you're very slow on the switch right now. Trend is going our way, friends, right now. Obviously, people know that Joe Biden is out of his mind. He's Mr. Stinky Pants. He's basically an imbecile is what he is at this point. He can't talk. He can't walk. He can't deal with anything. And yet this man has his finger on the nuclear trigger and is trying to start a world war. That's how serious this is. I mean, and people are sitting there wondering, what should we do? Well, I tell you what we should do. He should be under impeachment right now. There should be a vote. Now, here's the reason why they don't want to, Republicans don't want to push it, because they know, even though they have 218 votes to pass this, and that's what it takes, they're going to get maybe 198. They're going to probably come at least 20 short because they're going to be defectors in the Republican Party. Oh, well, we don't want to expose our weakness. I said, no, I want to find out who the traitors are. We want to see who they are, Mr. Congressman, Mrs. Congressman, Mr. Senator. you know, we need to find out who these people are right now, because anybody who doesn't have a lick of sense at this moment as to what they need to be doing, we need to know who these people are right now. We need to press them. So I went into that pretty lengthy, and a lot of people didn't really like a lot of that because, well, you know, I mean, let's put it this way. Some people supported it. Some people have. I asked this question last night. Said, how many times have you talked to somebody in Congress in the last week? How about month? How about 6 months? How about ever? You know, it's kind of funny that everybody wants to talk about how we are, you know, we're going to arm up with our Second Amendment rights. We're going to have weapons. We're going to form militias. I mean, you hear a lot of this kind of talk. And, you know, I'm not against the Second Amendment by any means, friends. We got to have something, you know, as a means of supporting ourselves and defending our freedom, obviously. But the bottom line is, you know, people will talk about that kind of scenario, but they won't pick up their phone or use their computer to contact any of these people. Well, that's because they're not going to listen. Oh, yeah, they listen. If you pour on enough pressure, they start paying attention, too. I can prove that that works. We have got to get busy right now and force the Republicans to do what's right. I went into the story out of the book of Luke, chapter 18, where the unjust judge. There was an unjust judge who feared not God or man, but there was a little widow who came to him, and she kept saying, "Judge, you need to do your job. Avenge me, my adversary. Avenge me, my adversary." She kept coming day after day after day after day, and finally the judge said to himself, "Though I don't fear God and I don't care what man thinks, I'm gonna satisfy this woman to get her out of my way. She's annoying me. She's wearing me out." That is what we have to do. We have to wear these people out. They have to be told over and over. These people are stupid people, friends. They have to be told many, many, many times. And it has to get more intense. And we need to call out the defectors. We need to call out everybody who's not on our side right now. Because we don't have any other choices except another plummet into another dark, deep, depressing situation that's even worse. It's going to be a hell of a well of sorrows, friends, if we get there. We have got to get busy and do these things. I know it's a little bit laborsome, but listen, it only takes 5 minutes, really. I do it all the time. I call them up, my congressional people. Now, listen, let me explain something. Your email would have to have your address, and it would have to have your zip code. If a congressional representative or senator sees that you're from out of state or you're not one of their district constituents, they will not take your email, though they won't listen to it, because they only respond to constituents by email. But that doesn't stop you. Every member of Congress is answerable to you as a citizen, senators and congressmen. That means you can call anybody you want. McCarthy, you can call Ted Cruz, you can call Nancy Pelosi, you can call Rand Paul, maybe give him some encouragement. I've done it. You can call any of these people. You can fax any of these people. You can write any of these people. And if you wanted to, you could go visit their offices. Now, you're not probably going to get to talk to the senator or the congressman. Somebody's going to answer the phone. But you tell them what you tell them. They need to get on the ball right now with impeachment. They need to stop this evil regime immediately. Now. I mean, get on the phone and tell them that. And they might blow you off, but they will make a record of it. And I remember when I was working, doing some shows with George Whitehorse Barry, who was, he used to follow, was on GCN for a while there before Alex Jones, with his program. And George worked for a senator. He said he took messages from people. And yes, they do look at these things. They do. Many years ago, a guy by the name of Roy Beck, I think he's still around, had a thing called Numbers USA, where he had a system where people could go on Numbers USA and fax a letter that was already written to a congressman, to their congressman and two senators in the state. And they were doing amazing things. When these big immigration things were coming down, they actually were able to turn votes around on the floor. On the floor. They were actually able to turn these votes around. These people were going out there, and they, these senators and congressmen actually were trying to pass a bill, and they actually, on the floor, changed their votes due to the pressure they were receiving from these kinds of attacks, or not attacks, but letters and approaches and comments that were coming in from people. So it does work. You know, it works very heavily. I'll give you a classic example. Okay, Rosie O'Donnell was going to talk about World Trade Center 7 on The View. This was a real problem. Rosie O'Donnell and those women talking about World Trade Center 7 with Stephen Jones. The White House interrupted that live feed from ABC, preempted it, with George Bush in the Rose Garden, George W. Bush in the Rose Garden, telling everybody that he had a new bill that was part of that DREAM Act thing that was coming out, coming through Congress, and he was going to be signing it the next week. It'll be on his desk. He was so confident of that, right? This was an attempt to kill two birds with one stone by George W. Bush. Well, the fact is, yes, he managed to stop that conversation about World Trade Center 7 on The View. And it wasn't an emergency, but he preempted ABC News to bring it on. I mean, he got on the channel, just took over the network. Like Fauci runs the networks as well, by the way. And he was going to stop that presentation because people were going to start figuring things out, especially if you had those women talking about it on The View. You know what I mean? Rosie is kind of a delightful buffoon. You know, she didn't know what she was getting into, and I think she was later terrorized. But you know what happened with that. But the bottom line is the people who found out about that bill were furious. And I mean, this one he lost because everybody said they're trying to pass this immigration law that's going to allow all these people in. And people got on Numbers USA. They got on their phones. They got on their places. They called into Congress, and congressmen were changing their votes on the floor while this happened. Absolutely astounding. So, you know, this is the kind of thing we need to do. We need to be very active because these people will respond. They will respond because you will wear them down, just like the unjust judge. And Jesus says, hear what the unjust judge says. You know, he decided that this woman was going to wear him out. So he decided, I'm going to finally do my job like I should. And Jesus says, shall not God, who is just, by the way, very just, not avenge his very elect, though he has to hear them all the time, constantly, and he's weary himself with hearing these things from these people. Shall not God respond rapidly? And Jesus says he will respond very rapidly if people get busy. You see what I'm saying? If people really get at it and get determined, it'll move the hand of God as well. And he says, nevertheless, shall the Son of Man find faith on the earth when he returns? In other words, how many people are just going to give up? Oh, well, it's not going to change. And then America's dead. America's going to go down. You know, friends, I've heard it so much. I can't believe people are giving up so easily at this point. We haven't even started to fight. The pen is mightier than the sword. Okay, your pen, your computer, your phone, it's mightier than the sword. You're much better off trying to make a change right now than waiting for the changes that they're trying to bring down on us, which are a total lockdown with this next pandemic that they're coming up with. You're better off now fighting it now than you will be sitting in a dugout hole, you know, with your rations or whatever you want to call them, you know, trying to sit there and survive with your AR-15 and your 45, you know, and your helmet, you know, that you're wearing out there in the cold, in the water, and everything like that. I mean, we don't want to go there. We don't have to go there. But that is what's going to happen if we don't get together quickly. We've got to get organized fast, and we've got to support these people who will take up our cause. And these Republicans need to be told, you know, that they are negligent in what they're doing. I'm more angry with them right now for holding us down than I am these derelict Democrats who are too stupid and blind and reprobate to know what they're doing anyway. Well, let's put it this way. These people are our enemies even more so. But these Republicans are lazy. They're like the unjust judge. They're not going to do anything. We've got to put the pressure on them. So I suggest people call and get involved. You know, it doesn't take that long. You can do it, you know, try to discipline yourself to say, okay, I'm going to make at least 3 calls a week. I'm going to try to shoot for 3 calls, maybe 3 calls every day or something like that. And you can call anybody. Call your local people. Call somebody in Ohio or Idaho or Nevada. You can call any of these people and make your comments known. But primarily, Republican congressional people are the ones to target, I think, at this point for your comments, because these are the people we need to tell you need to get busy and get this impeachment started. That will counteract everything. It will throw a monkey wrench into the machinery. And that's what we got to do, because what is coming down here, if we sit and let this happen, if we let this go any further, it's going to be harder and harder to turn it around. We could talk about some of those stories. I think you probably know most of them already. I think you're probably well aware of what's going on with the World Health Organization treaty. They're going to be issuing social credit scores. We know they are injecting nanoparticles into people via these vaccines, which will be tracking people electronically. You're being wired to be surveyed is what's happening right now. It's all over your cell phone. It's all over your data. The Chinese are involved with this as well. I mean, of course, there's a lot of things happening. And the big guy has been taking his percentage all this time. He's illegal. The man should have never been allowed to be president of the United States. They staged the entire January 6th event in order to make people think that they had to rush in and save the country in the middle of the night, you know, by turning the reins of power over to this derelict in this evil, filthy old pervert, man. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this in the United States, and you know that too. I mean, we have never seen anything like this. This could be the end of our future if we don't get involved quickly. So the best thing to do right now is try to pressure the Republican congressional people to get after this impeachment immediately. Yes, it's going to drag on and on. The Democrats aren't going to vote for it right away, but when the more scum comes up, when they're identified with the problems of this old pervert, it's going to hurt them bad. In the meantime, they're going to keep passing these things. We got to come after them and stop this World Health Organization treaty. Everything about the vaccine, as you know, has been a disaster. The jab, it's not a vaccine. It's a toxic experiment. They are doing things that are out of control. We've aired the piece that Dr. David Martin put up where he talked to the EU Parliament, exposing all of the step-by-step process of putting together this fake, phony, plandemic lockdown control system. I mean, these people remember Nuremberg a lot better than we do, okay, in the EU. People all over the world are looking to us right now. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. They are. They're saying that the United States, with their system, with their constitution, with their government, cannot right itself. We're all in trouble. We've got to do this for, not just for us, but for everybody. There's a lot at stake. We've got to keep fighting because, friends, we are in the fight for our lives right now. You know, I could go over the headlines, and I've got a bunch of them. You know, I was going to look at a lot of these things. I'd probably read through a few of them here. I think you're aware of all this, you know. You know, it's interesting that Donald Trump's indictment came on the same day the treasonous Biden document was released to Congress, okay? So now we know everything that's going on. They're trying to castigate Trump for these classified documents, which he's entitled to have, by the way, as president. They've never done this because a president is allowed, not a senator, not a congressman, not people who are not qualified, but Trump is completely legal to have his own they are classified documents that he's allowed to keep those in his records. You know, what old man Bush has, what, a Chinese restaurant full of them, something like that, and I think his son has like a warehouse. I mean, all these presidents have all kinds of documents that they have not released. This is nothing new. So to try to create a scam like this is absolutely horrific. It really is. So this is what we got to do. You know, the attacks on Trump, and I'm not a super Trump defender, as you know, because I think he got himself into his own trouble here by not cracking down on these people much earlier. But again, I like what's happening in terms of him standing up and them using him as a target, because it's only raising the ire of all of us out here who know something's really wrong. His poll numbers are going up. Here's the good news. Things are changing in our favor. Rasmussen polls show this. We're starting to win the ideological war. They're coming after our free speech because they're trying to stop what you are hearing from me and what you're telling your friends right now. They know that the information that we're getting out there is waking people up, and people are becoming more alert by the minute to what's the seriousness of this situation right now. I used to work in the mainstream news media, I think I told you. Those people are not worthy to be a high school yearbook club, you know what I mean? A yearbook group. All they would do is put pictures of themselves in the yearbook at everybody else's expenses. That's the way the news media is today. It's nothing more than a farce. I can tell you that there's an old scripture from the book of Revelation 2, actually, towards the end of the book, to say, well, got a break. Hang on. Be right back.
Social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine.
Yeah, I got my green tambourine out here, and I feel like the hurdy-gurdy man sometimes around here, but you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy doing this work, friends, and I know that I may spike some ire out of some folks, and that's okay. You know, people should have emotion. If you don't have any emotion, you're dead at this point right now, because we have never been in a situation like this ever before. And like Mike Rivero was saying in the break, just prior to that, RBN is very important, friends. We cannot let them take down our communication, and that's what they're headed to do right now. I mean, it's almost incredible to believe that this could be happening in what once was the land of the free. I mean, when we tell the truth, and all they do is lie and lie and lie. And like I said before, I've worked for the mainstream news media. I left it long ago in the 80s, and it wasn't anywhere near like it is today. These people are really in serious trouble. You know, I've had a lot of debates with some of these people on 9/11 and various other kinds of things, and they, you know, back and forth on comments on YouTube or wherever else. And they talk, they say one thing and another, and I refute it, and they say another thing. And of course, I keep pointing out, you know, look at World Trade Center 7. This was controlled demolition. This was not something that happened. And the buildings didn't fall down just because they were hit by airplanes and fire-melted steel. This was controlled demolition. We have 3,600 people in the architects and engineers, I think, by now, 600 and something 3,600 and something people who are architects and structural engineers who have signed on, plus what, another 15,000 of regular people like me, you know, who have maybe a background in journalism or just good citizens. I mean, people all over the world. We have a university of people who've studied 9/11. I'll tell you, it was an inside job. We all know that. We know the Patriot Act was written before the whole thing happened. We know the orders were given for the attack force in Afghanistan on the 10th. That was the day that Donnie Rumsfeld was telling us there was $2.3 million missing from the Pentagon pension fund. Remember that? I mean, these people have been getting away from criminal activity, with all this criminal activity, all this time. And we just have sat here and we haven't been able to do anything about it because we don't know how to use the tools. I keep stressing this. I hope if you heard the show last night, I mentioned this quite a bit when I was covering for Steve on Off the Beaten Path. You know, we have to learn how to use the tools. If you have a flat tire on the highway, you don't get out with your, your jackknife and a pair of tweezers to fix it, do you? Come on, you have to know how to use the tools. The tools are to wear these people down in Washington, to make them either want to do their jobs or go home. They work for us. They work for us. They don't work for themselves. And you can't let them put you off that way. I mean, you need to talk to them squarely that they are our employees and we're tired of their parasitic lies and their yellow pus, you know, it's delinquency. I would call it that. You know, I mean, there's so many words I could come up with. I can't even think of as many disgusting words as these people. But, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie will have their place in the lake of fire. And as I've said before, I've talked to a lot of people, you know, on comments in various places, and they give me all kinds of stories and stuff like that. And I come down to the bottom line and said, and I tell them, look, you know, whosoever loves and makes a lie will have their place in the lake of fire. And that lie about 9/11 will get you there. This isn't like, you know, a white lie, not telling grandma about her surprise party, okay? I mean, that's not what we're talking about. These are lies that cost people's lives and souls. You know, those kinds of lies are very, very dangerous. And these kinds of people need to be told straight out, you know, you're going to answer for this. The news media needs to be told straight out, you're going to answer for this. Can you imagine how these people have been continually lying to us for years? Go back to Oklahoma City. Ever see the film A Noble Lie? What happened there, we know now. Terrence Yakey, this great, he was a black police officer who ran into the wreckage and the fire and the explosions and rescued kids. He was honored as the top cop of the world. He found out what really went on, and they murdered him. You know, this man was trying to get to the bottom of it. And I'm convinced he was murdered brutally. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we are speaking the truth at this time, and that's what we have to do. We have to stand here and tell the truth for as long as we're here, to the duration, if necessary, to the end. And we have to get on our own employees in Washington who are sluggards, who are delinquent, who are lazy, who are sold out, who are the prostitutes, and they need to be told in a nice way that I don't. Recommend don't threaten these people, okay? Use a good tone, but tell them we'll be calling back. Now, what we ought to do is have a big poster board of every one of these people. Now, what Numbers USA was doing, they were sending out these faxes, of course, and you can also have a poster board that keeps track of these people. And you could say, Representative John Jones, who's a Republican, let's just say he's a Democrat, has been contacted by our letters 437 times. He has this comment, no comment. You know what I mean? Every time. When they see their face and up on a poster board and say, yeah, we're tracking you. We're watching you. We're watching your activity because you know what? We're your boss and you're doing a crappy job. And we have every right to hold you accountable for what you're doing wrong. That's the way it's got to be, friends. Hey, break time is here again. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. In time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'd love to listen to some great mellow music, and I'll have to after this show, and maybe you will too. No, actually, I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to make you feel good. We have got to believe in ourselves. We've got to stay at it, you know, and we've got to keep working on these things. You know, let me ask you a question, okay? If I were a senator or a congressman or something like that, and, you know, you were a constituent, a person, you know, in my voting area. You know, I would love to ask you this question and say, how many times have you contacted me in the last, say, 3 months about the work I do, you know? And you'd say, well, not at all, really. I said, gee, you know, I wish that, you know, you were my boss at a job, because I could rob you blind, to be honest with you. You know, it'd be really easy. You know, you're easy. You're an easy pick. You're one of those people who just lets this go on. You know, I could get around you so easily. You know, if I was a criminal, I would love to work for you because you're lousy at keeping up with what's going on. You're worse than Trump. To be honest with you, Trump did a horrible job with it. He didn't know what he was getting into. I'm supporting him, but the bottom line is he had no skill set for law enforcement. He didn't understand it. Now, take a person like Robert Kennedy Jr. Gee, I think his father was shot in the head, wasn't he? Uh-huh. Trying to do his job. How about his uncle? Oh, you ever seen those pictures? Have you ever seen those pictures before? Yeah, you have. You know, the Kennedys have been through a lot. I even wonder what happened to John Jr. We'll go into that some other time. But the bottom line is he's going in. He is facing a bullet going into this situation, and he knows it. You know, if you're going to take a job like president of the United States, you better be ready to realize that your job is going to be a danger to your life and even to people around you and your family. You know, it's not for going around shaking hands and making deals and giving big smiles and waving and singing. It's a very serious law enforcement job. You know, this is not Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. This is let's get these people rounded up and thrown in prison. His job is top cop law enforcement. Okay. And I know he's got people behind him that are crappy and they aren't very good. But his job is to put the right people in power and get them there. You know, Jeff Sessions was a disaster. You know, this guy couldn't do anything. The first thing he does is recuse himself. Now, let's imagine. Look at this for just a moment. Okay, we have a guy named Bob Mueller. I call him Mueller. Some people call him Mueller. I call him Mueller. Robert Mueller. This man was put into the position of head of the FBI 7 days before 9/11. Then there was the whole anthrax thing as well on top of that. There's a book out called Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, that was written by a Democrat, John Milkovitz, I think is his name, not Malkovitz. And he had written, he's a Dixiecrat, you know, a conservative Democrat. There are a few of them. But he exposes all the things he's been doing for years. You know, how is it this guy can be a special prosecutor or a special investigative / prosecutor? How is that allowed? I mean, come on. And Jeff Sessions recuses himself. You know, I've said it before. Hey, Trump should have said, Jeff, great idea. You know, you run interference. You pretend to be the attorney general. And I'll put somebody in your position as a deputy that can really do the job. You answer the phone calls and tell people you'll get back with them, just like the rest of the stuff going on in Washington. And I'll get Matt Whitaker or John Durham or somebody else. You know, I mean, then there's the fat ass Bill Barr. You know what I mean? How is it that Trump allowed these kinds of people to be in charge of the highest administrative office of law enforcement, attorney general, the Department of Justice? Friends, I don't get it. But see, these are the kinds of things that we're not doing to straighten out the mess that we're in, because we've been in it so long. And people seem to believe that we can just keep sweeping all this innocent blood under the carpet. But it's soaking through. It's been going on for years. We're at the end of it, friends. We're at the end of it. It's all coming back on us. Keep that in mind during Pride Month. You know what I mean? Did you see all this stuff going on? You know, it's so disgusting. But even Vladimir Putin says we don't have the same values that the people in the United States do. No, that doesn't fly here in Russia. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but we are losing our crown. We're losing our ability to be the leaders that we once were. We had an opportunity to change the world, and a lot of us still believe in it. But we have lost that because we've let these criminals take over, and we're not doing anything about it. We've got to stand up to them. That's the only thing we can do at this point. And we're at the end of it if we don't stop. Pride comes before a fall, as you've heard. That's the kind of thing that we're facing right now. We don't get this straight very quickly. We will see the end of this country and just plummet into a hell hole of degradation that's going to be something the United States has never experienced. Now, I can tell you this, okay? God is going to have mercy on his people, all right? He's listening and he's watching and he's paying attention to those of us who are grieved over what's happening here. I have some friends that one lady in particular that grew up as a little girl in Berlin. Now, these were Christian people in Germany. They weren't real full-fledged Nazis, as a lot of people weren't. But, you know, they got caught up in the whole situation. And what was really interesting, at the end of the war, when the bombs were falling on Berlin, they came up out of the bunkers, and all of their family was alive, and all the people in their church were alive as they stepped over the dead bodies of the people in Berlin. They darn near starved to death, but they found a truck full of old dried-up potatoes and stayed alive until the Marshall Plan came in. But the problem wasn't over. Then the Russians came in, took the young people and tried to brainwash them for years. This is what this lady would tell me. She was a personal survivor, a good friend of mine. Her name is Siggy Oblender, by the way, if you ever want to find her. She's still around and still preaching. But she went through all this. She used to read out Daniel chapter 1, and she said, "I experienced this. I can tell you what it's like when you lose your country, you lose your heritage, you lose your soul is at stake, because they will try to pull you, if you're young enough, into their camp, and abuse you if you're too old and resisting." That can happen here, friends, and it's about to happen very quickly. With this COVID lockdown, social credit score, we're looking at all these corporations selling out. You heard Larry Fink and what he's talking about doing. He's telling these corporations that they have to be under his control. They are no longer able to make decisions for themselves. Look at Anheuser-Busch. Look at Target. Look at what's happened with Fox News. Fox News is telling Tucker Carlson cease and desist. Why? Because he's exposing what scumbag hypocrites you are, Rupert, and your gang over there. You know, we've been telling people, you know that, those of us that are a part of this network have known for a long time Fox is a flim-blam operation. The only reason why we did watch a little of it was because Maria Bartiromo, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, a few people got the message through every once in a while, and there was some good redeeming value, which is now virtually gone. I mean, these people are covering up. Rupert Murdoch is covering up for a stolen election. And he claims that he's fair and balanced, really? And some people think that it's still a conservative network. No, it isn't. Never was. We knew that all along. They wouldn't talk about 9/11. They wouldn't talk about the anthrax. Remember that? The whole thing that came from Fort Detrick revealed. How about for that, Robert Mueller? You know, I mean, these are the questions that we could be asking and should be asking of these people in these positions that right now. We've got to do something about it. We've got to get organized on the local scale, but we got to work all the way up the ladder, too. It's got to be in your local government. You've got to go to your city councils. Have you been to your city council? I've been to mine. I need to go back, to be honest with you. I need to go back with a bunch of videos that I've run off on my machinery here that I can show them, like this film, The Great Awakening. It's just come out recently. You know, I think it's the third in the Plandemic series. Mickey Willis, and the guy's name, I think it is, who produced this film. This is a great film. It shows you exactly what's happening with this whole COVID scare, the scam scare that they created. Fauci, this little snake that should have been gotten rid of years ago, went into it last night. I don't want to go into it again. By the way, if you do want to see my film, HIV equals AIDS, Factor Fraud, you can go to my Substack. It's stevestars.substack.com. The film is up there. You can watch it. I was explaining, it was tiresome and sometimes monotonous repetition, friends, and I'm sorry about it, but I've been watching Fauci for 31 years, and I'm not as long as Celia Farber, John Rappaport, even Gary Knoll was making films back before I started. This guy has gotten away with murder, mass murder, over and over and over and over and bigger every time. How is it this man is not being arrested? I mean, he's 10,000 times worse than the Nuremberg crimes, at least 10,000, maybe 100 million times worse. All these people they have murdered. And we allow this guy to still walk the streets. How about his wife, Christine Grady Fauci, who was head of bioethics at the NIH, you know, why isn't she answering questions? Look, I support Rand Paul. Getting back to Robert Kennedy, though, he knows what he's up against. Okay, I know a lot of people have problems with some of his environmental ideas, but let me tell you something about him. He's going to deal with things like chemtrails when he talks about environment. He's going to deal with things like genetically modified crops, foods, genetically modified GMOs altogether, friends. Yeah. People have said that he's a little bit, he's been very cold towards the oil industry. But I think he's understood for quite some time that it was big oil that was a big problem. We're talking about Rockefeller. We're talking about the big oil, BP, Shell, Dutch Shell, all these people. This is where the big money's been. And it's not really the local people who are drilling that are the problem. But there have been a lot of things that Robert Kennedy has done right. And I'm not saying that I'm a full-fledged Robert Kennedy fan. I'm just saying that here's a guy that's standing up knowing that he may have to take a bullet. Okay. And he's ready for it because he knows what the job really, really means. Look at Rand Paul. How many times has he been attacked? I think they tried to shoot him at the baseball game. See, we've got some good people in the parties out here. I'm not saying that there aren't anybody, there is not anybody in Washington, D.C. that's working for us. There's a lot of good people. But we have to encourage the good people and call out all the fluffs and beggars and traitors and parasites right now. We've got to get after it. That's what I'm saying. It only takes not even 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes to call your representatives. Call anyone. If you say, look, I've got Democrats, I don't want to talk to them, that's fine. You can call out of your county or your district, call a Republican in another state. They will hear your call, and they have to. They might think that, well, since you're not in our constituency, you don't matter. So, well, that's okay. What's your answer? And tell them, like I do. I'm a radio talk show host. Can I have your response, Mr. Ken Buck? Ken Buck used to be the head of the Colorado Republican Party here. He was my congressman, but we ended up with a whole new district here in Colorado. And so he was gerrymandered out of where I live now. But I still call him anyway. I sent him a letter back before all of this happened on January 6th. And during this period of time, between after the election and between the certification, the bogus certification, I told him straight out. I said, Joe Biden cannot be president. He has not been vetted. He is already guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. You think? Yeah. How about bribery? You think? I mean, listen to what he said to the Council on Foreign Relations, how he was boasted about how he bribed him with $1 billion of military aid to get a prosecutor fired who was after Hunter. He laughed about that, sort of these other fat asses. Made me angry as hell. And then how about treason? He was involved in treason with everything with before the election and going way back. He's been taking money from China and Russia in all these years. He said any one of those three would impeach him. And he's guilty of all three of them. Big time, Mr. Ken Buck, Republican. Okay. Then I said there's Amendment 25. That is tailor-made for imbeciles like Joe Biden. This man is out of his mind. He cannot handle the job. He is not physically or mentally capable of doing this job. You know, he ignored that. And then I said, finally, he didn't win that election. And you know it. I never heard back from Ken Buck. Never heard back a word from him. And I do a radio show here locally. He didn't want to come on the air with me. I'll talk about Ken Buck. You know, I'll talk about some of these other people like Michael Bennett, you know, by the way, who was the swing vote in Obamacare, who actually robbed Ken Buck of the senator's seat, I believe, in Colorado in an illegal election that suddenly happened in the middle of the night when it always happens, like it did with Trump. Friends, I'm just saying that these folks are out there and they're bad news. And when you talk to them, tell them I'm going to go on the radio and I'll spread your comments to anybody. So make them good. Oh, no comment? Oh, so-and-so has no comment on this, all right? That's what I'm hearing right now from Ken Buck's office. Well, we don't really have anything to say on that at this time. That's what I'm hearing from him. I will tell you, go on the radio, type things into your Twitter or whatever. Say, I am a reporter to the people. I am going to carry a comment. And you can have your media person talk to me. But you know what? I'm not going to call them or write them. They can send it to my email if they like. They'll never contact you. And then you can tell people, yeah, their media person never contacted me either because they're another sluggard, another waste of time. These people are bad employees, friends, is what I'm telling you. And it's our job, it's our duty, it's our interest to let them know we're fed up with it. We've got to stop this now. We've got to stop this now or things are going to get worse. I've always tried to tell people, I don't want to see a revolution. You don't either. It's not going to be good. We need to try to avoid it. You know, smart people would be able to, but we've got to do it now. As I said, Ken Buck is not responding. I am not hearing much back from Lauren Boebert. You know her, right? She's a pretty good person. Her office has said, yes, we have heard a number of different people call in asking questions about the impeachment, but there's nothing that we have to say about it now. Well, at least she's honest enough to say that they're hearing about it. Yeah, there are a lot of people calling right now. Joe Biden should immediately be put under impeachment, and it should be done this week. This week. All it takes is one congressional representative to come to the floor and suggest that, a Republican, one Republican, and they can move to vote on it. They won't do it right away because they don't think they have enough votes, because they don't want to expose the traitors and all the people who are still slacking and still robbing you and still should be identified as what they are. These people need to be held to account right now, right now. We don't have much choice in all this except to press it very, very hard. We're running out of time, and it's going to happen very fast if we don't get after it. All right. Got it. One more segment coming up after the break, friends. Stay with us on RBN. Support this network. This is free speech. We're going to lose it if we don't. Talk to you soon. Be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here of Lightspeed Today times two. Steve Starr is here with you. Once again, I want to thank all of you for being out there and putting up with me, letting me rant a little bit and getting some stuff off my chest. I'm not down on you. You folks are the salt of the earth. I believe in you. Okay, but we've got to get organized and we got to get fast. I've always used this illustration. I call this political engineering, not political strategy. Engineering is when you use something of design to move great weights with the right kind of mechanism that can work. Give me a lever and I'll move the world, so to speak, right? Robert Fulton created the steam engine because he noticed a boiling pot that was flipping the lid up and down. And he said, how can all of this heat and air move this heavy iron lid? And he realized, wow, I could actually use this to create a machine of some sort. That's how the steam engine was created. What we have to do is we have to use pressure, friends. This is what we're talking about here. We got to pressure people in Washington to do the right thing. Combined pressure will move the machinery. That's what it's going to take. If you were to try to, let's say there's an evil king who's horrible. He's a wicked, wicked, sinful man, a Satanist, and he's in a castle. And no one can really bother him, and he's got guards and people like that working for him, idiots, dolts, as most of these people do. But you know that there's no way you can get around the walls. They're too thick. You know, rain can fall on that castle for 1,000 years, and it's not going to change. But if you were to take a high-pressured hose and mix a little sand in it, you could take the walls down very quickly. You see what I'm saying? Combined pressure, organized pressure can break down strongholds, and that's what we need to do. We're not organized in our pressure, is what's happening. That's why they're getting away with all this. We have to get organized very quickly. And I'm not saying that there has to be a military order. I'm just saying people have to start working together. I mean, we have to start pulling together very quickly, or we're going to lose the country within months, probably even weeks at this point. The World Health Organization is still planning on this treaty. These people are going all around us. A thing about Democrats and people like that, they're like bacteria. You know what kills bacteria? They usually die because they reproduce so fast and ingest their own feces. It's usually their own waste products that kill bacteria. That's what's happening with the Democrats. They're collapsing very quickly, you know, because they're consuming their own waste is what's happening. These people, you know, you sow corruption. If you sow corruption, you're going to reap corruption. Look at all the corruption. These people are all, look at it, they're all insane. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton. You got, Nancy Pelosi. Of course, this imbecile president that should never have been in this position. You know, you've got all these people who, Adam Schiff, Chuckie Schumer. You know, all these people are crazy. They're insane. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for the Democratic convention, nomination, as you know, in the convention will be coming up. That's going to be a long ways off. And again, we can't be looking to the election. We have problems right now. It's not about RFK. It's not about Rand Paul. It's not about DeSantis. It's not about Trump. It's about us and what's happening to us right now. We've got a long time to go. You know, there's going to be 7 more months, essentially. This is just the early part of June until 2024. And then we have to wait 10 months to the election and 4 months after, or 3.5 after that, before a new president is going to be seated in 2025. Look at all the guff that's going on about people thinking something's going to change in the future. Hell, we won the last election and we don't have anybody working for us. How's this going to change? Friends, stay up, stay cheerful, keep working, but, you know, be angry and sin not, as the Bible says. Let's get busy. We got to do it or we're going to go down. And that's all I can say for today. Stay tuned to RBN, help the network, support our sponsors. Mike Rivero's up next, and tune in for National Intel Report tonight. Stay with us on RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.